We'll visit the rescue ranch in Wairika to round out today's show. The no-kill shelter takes in dogs and lots of them, giving them sanctuary or permanent homes. Let's catch up on the work of the ranch and some education efforts that it is hoped lightens the workload over time. John Golay is the rescue ranch director and the guest in the studio once again. Hi, John.
Hello. Nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you once again. Remind people why there's a need for rescue ranch. There is an animal shelter in Siskiyou County, and it strives to be no-kill, but is it just a small scale compared to what you do?
Yes, the county facilities is very small, and the need has grown by about 400-500% over the last 4 or 5 years. About 6 years ago, the county was only dealing with about 50 dogs. Now they're dealing with 200-250, and we're dealing with about that much, plus the ones that the people bring into us that are found unwanted. And this time of year, it's puppy season, so we're seeing a lot of litters of puppies that people are looking for help to find homes.
What is driving the need so high? Why are there so many more dogs than there used to be in Siskiyou County?
Well, most of it has to do with the green industries or pot industries that had popped up over the last few years. A lot of people out there would get dogs down in Sacramento, bring them up to guard the grows, and at the end of the season, they'd walk away, and they're unspayed or neutered, and they just become feral. And they start again the next year. So we've seen it grow exponentially.
Wow. So one of the reasons you're here is to talk about efforts to educate the public about ways to reduce this. Before we even get to that, let's talk about what it's costing. I said I'm going to have to ask you about your monthly budget. It is rather staggering.
Yes, it is. When I first started 10 plus years ago, we had 18 dogs in the kennel and 3 employees. We now have well over 200 dogs in care and 21 employees. You can imagine the food budget alone is staggering.
Yeah, you know, hundreds of pounds of food a day, I would think.
Well, it's about 4 tons a month.
Oh, wow.
So it adds up quickly. We're usually getting a pallet every week to help feed the 200-plus. And people often forget that puppies eat as much, if not more, than adults. The amount of puppy load we have, I think we have 8 or 9 litters, about 60 plus puppies now, and about the equivalent waiting to get in. We get calls every day, and we put them on the board when we have space, and we can move a group of puppies out. Either they're adopted, or we still have some puppies from last fall that have aged out, and now they're in the adult compounds.
All right, so there is a waiting process now. You've maxed out.
We're building space as fast as we can, but we just can't keep up with the workload.
Okay, so in order then, how do you afford this, and then how do you attempt to stem the flow?
Well, we have a low-cost or no-cost, in some cases, spay program. We're taking dogs to a vet in Klamath Falls twice a month for the public. All our dogs come up here to Ashland to be fixed. We reach out and try to get as much done in that respect as we can and much help as we can, whether it's transportation, total financial aid. But we do anything to lower the numbers of puppies. But we still end up raising, I think we're on target for about 300-plus puppies raised this year alone. We're generally averaging 250 to 300. And of course, fall and early winter is the spike.
Mm-hmm. Does doggy love making over the summer?
Yeah. Yeah. They start arriving in September, November, and keep going till January, February. And we handle as many as we can, but raising puppies is intensive work.
Yeah.
We have 2 people to deal with 60 puppies on a daily basis, and they need to be cleaned up after 3 times a day, fed 3 times a day, monitored. We need to have special habitats for them to keep them warm.
Mm-hmm.
And then becomes the nurturing end. You have to handle them. You have to get people to sit with them. You have to be trained in basic manners just to get out the door by 16 weeks, we hope. But there are many that languish and are still there a year later.
John Galay is the director of Rescue Ranch in Wairika, which has both a shelter and a sanctuary for the sanctuary for dogs that can't be adopted. We're talking about the many that need to be, and you can join us on the exchange with a couple minutes left at jx@jeffnet.org. So we talked about the cost. What about the pressure to what about the message you're trying to get across to stop some of the inflow here?
Well, spay neuter, and you know, people need to reach out for help and reach out early if they're at risk. We need obviously we need to keep funded. You know, Giving Tuesday's coming up, and you know, we want to make sure people know about that and to give on Giving Tuesday. We're hoping to hit our goal of 30,000 through that endeavor. Usually get a lot of support for that. So we just need to remind everybody that if we want to keep these dogs alive and moving, then we need to financially support this cause.
You mentioned some dogs that have been with you for a year now. They came in as puppies and they're still there after a year in the adult population?
Yes, we do have a handful that have been there almost a full year and have basically aged out. It's nationwide, but, I mean, one, we have a shortage of veterinary care. Mm-hmm. Two, we have an overpopulation because of that. We've had economic downturns, which prevent people from taking care of those animals properly, or even a loss of their living situation where they can't have a pet anymore, so they're released into the system or simply just dumped along the roadside. Mm-hmm. We get calls like that almost every week that we found these dogs or these puppies just, you know, dumped in a box or left at a filling station, you name it. And we have to step up and care for them.
Wow. How do you continue to motivate yourselves to do this? It sounds like quite a bit of a crush of work every day.
Well, that's rescue. It's not for the faint of heart. You have to just trudge on and realize they're, you know, it's an uphill battle. You know, you have to educate people. You have to help people understand what they're dealing with and give them help. You know, we've grown over the years astronomically, really. And every time we think, oh, my God, what we can't do anything more, something opens up, a new opportunity, someone gives us what we need. The sanctuary is a good example. We were busting at the seams at the adoption center, and the sanctuary was donated to us, which allowed us to develop and enlarge our puppy program. As well as we only have a handful of dogs that are unadoptable, we still have about 45 to 50 dogs at the sanctuary that are adoptable, but we have no room to move them in to the adoption center. So,
yeah, I counted dogs up for adoption on the website yesterday until my arm got tired, and then I noticed the little total thing at the bottom said 107. Those are all current?
That's only part of the current ones. Mm-hmm. Some of the ones that are out at Sanctuary are still waiting to get their bios mm-hmm. and their pictures and all the paperwork up on the website as available. So, and, you know, anytime a new dog comes in from county or another source, he has to go out there and go through a quarantine period before we can move it into general population.
Okay, and I hear you guys loud and clear. Spay and neuter and support your local dog rescue operation.
Yes, it's greatly needed.
John Golay is the director at Rescue Ranch in Wairika. Good to see you up here every so often. I know you're coming into town for a spay neuter for the dogs, and thanks for dropping by the Jefferson Exchange.
Good to be with you. Thank you.